I have to say, I was really surprised to hear this. Yesterday, we had some discussion. I guess it was after the Put Up or Shut Up Rock and Roll Trivia Game. Yeah, it was in the Power Hour. We were talking about, somehow we got on the topic of Rick Springfield. And
yeah, I can't even remember how that came up.
Well, I had read a factoid from Rick Springfield, and then we had talked about he was on the Today Show recently.
It was, yeah, the question became, would he, if the Today Show, because they did disrespect him in a way,
yeah,
twice, would he accept their invite again?
So then it spun into, who had the better career, Eddie Money or Rick Springfield?
We just randomly grabbed another rock artist.
Yeah, we were on, because Biggie said that everybody's met Eddie Money, you know, eventually.
And I said Rick Springfield's kind of coming that way,
mm-hmm,
because he'll play whatever.
Yeah. But I don't know that I really could settle on it. I think I would say Rick Springfield had the better career. I think he's more well known of a name. And he was on a soap opera, General Hospital. He was big in Australia before he became a hit in the U.S. But Eddie Money probably had more hit records, I would say. It was a close call.
Yeah, we didn't do the research.
You can't even really quantify, you know, which was better. It's very close. And Biggie landed on Eddie Money, and Biggie now just telling us that he got an email with a hard pushback on that.
A very angry email from a gentleman. Mm-hmm. I won't say his name.
Yeah.
And he must be a giant Rick Springfield fan, because he included a shot of Rick Springfield's net worth,
mm-hmm,
which is $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
And he said something like, "Lay off Springfield, he's worth more than you." And I was like, well, that wasn't the debate.
Well, everybody knows that.
Yeah, everybody's well aware.
What did he say? He's got $10
million? He's got $10 million. That's his celebrity net worth.
That's $10 million more than you. But I said, that's not true, because you're worth something.
No, I'm not.
No, he isn't.
Mm-mm. No, when I die and my life insurance kicks in, the creditors get first dab. You know, they dibs on that.
Do you ever see that movie, It's a Wonderful Life?
I did.
Kelly?
Yes.
Biggie's worth more dead than alive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
No. No.
Yes.
If Rick Springfield is worth $10 million,
uh-huh,
he's not worth $10 million more than you, because you...
Yeah, he's worth $10,082,000 more than me.
But you get a paycheck every couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And out the door it goes.
Yeah, right away. Immediately.
Every part of it is earmarked.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Medical debt, credit card debt.
No.
Life debt.
So if someone Googled your net worth, it'd just be a blank page. There'd be no, you've accumulated
Page
nothing.
Not found.
Well, that's what I wrote back.
What's the number? 404? Page not found?
Well, that's what I wrote back to him. I said, no one here is arguing that Rick Springfield isn't doing better than me. No one's debating that.
Yeah.
Eddie Money's still doing better than you.
Yeah, exactly. He's still that's getting royalty checks.
Still ahead of you.
He died 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Chris Dibb's emotional about this. He's emotional.
Not Biggie, no.
I'm working two jobs. Man. And yes, I'll play anywhere you pay me to go.
Doggone it. I had not thought about it in that respect, in that I didn't realize.
Yeah, when I die with life insurance money, the creditors will get theirs. There will be a little bit left for my nieces. But by the time they're college age, I might buy them a book.
Yeah. You're not going to saddle them with debt, are you?
No. I mean, my life insurance
they're
will take care of it. Yeah.
Man.
My life insurance will take care of it. And then the rest is just going to be there. I mean, they might be able to go on a trip to the beach.
Maybe they can have your vinyl music collection or something like that.
Yeah, they could sell that off if they need to. I do always say, I do have...
Fleetwood Mac rumors, rare.
I'll put it this way. It was worth more a few years ago than now.
Yeah, those are worth more.
Kind of saturated the market.
Yeah, there's more.
Once again, the music industry has... they've managed to re-ruin the vinyl industry.
You ruined it twice.
Twice.
Way
they
to
did
go.
It.